Hi, this is Radio Gorgeous, and I'm talking to Kate Hudson-Hall. Now, Kate, you specialise in helping people with problems. You're a psychotherapist. But in particular, there's something which has been increasing incredibly. It's something called vaginismus, which a lot of women seem to be having issues with at the moment. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, vaginismus is it's the woman's ability to engage in any form of vaginal penetration. It's the spasming, the involuntary spasming of the vagina muscle walls.
And is it something that only women of a certain age experience, or women of all ages can experience it?
No, women of all ages can experience it. Some women get it after the menopause.
So is it anything to do with frigidity?
Not necessarily, no. It normally stems from, there's multiple reasons why people can have this problem. It can stem from, obviously, from a very bad sexual experience if the person's been raped, all the way through to somebody that's had an infection, vaginal dryness, or if somebody has had a severe illness, like cancer, that can cause it. Or if somebody's had a very traumatic childbirth, if they've had an episiotomy or an obstetric tear, for instance, that can cause it. But then, of course, there's the unconscious negative beliefs around it, beliefs around sexual experiences. It could be from cultural influences or from parental influences. Quite often it's caused by childhood sexual abuse. That's really common in vaginismus.
So really, from initially coming to you about this issue, you can identify lots of other issues. It can really be as a result of something that's much more serious. Well, the vaginismus is serious, but much more serious psychologically that's caused this. So would you say this is a psychological issue that's become a physical one, really?
Yes.
A bit like anorexia, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It is the body's way of protecting itself from something, something that's happened in the past, a trigger, or from an experience that's happened that set the person off down this, this negative spiral, and they can't control it. And there's nothing they can do. Some women, it happens to one woman in 500, and the way that they describe it to me is, if there is any form of penetration, because some women can achieve that with vaginismus, but then they have a burning sensation or they have like severe stinging. Some other women describe it as if there's a knife being inserted, or other women that can't actually perform any sort of penetration, they say it's like hitting a brick wall. That's what my clients say. That's how they describe it. It's just horrific.
Do you think a lot of women suffer in silence about this?
Yeah, they do, and that's the problem, and that's why I want to talk about it. And I feel that people should be talking more about this sort of problem.
I know that probably people, women particular, when they experience something like this, they probably go to their GPs. And I understand that you have a surgery. You have a room within within a GP, a local GP close to you.
Yes, I've been practicing psychotherapy for 20 years, and I've tried for a long time to get a room in a doctor's surgery, and it's never been even able to get through to the reception desk and join their meetings. And the doctors have actually approached me at my local surgery and asked me to take a room to be able to support them because of the dire long waiting list for people for mental health problems. Mm. They suggested that maybe we took a room there and help people, and they could refer people to us as much as they can.
So I actually met you quite some time ago because I was interested in another one of the therapies that you do, timeline therapy. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, timeline therapy is a fantastic therapy to help people overcome specific problems that they've had in the past that they can't consciously control. It's assists people in detaching themselves from a past experience. So they've still got that memory, but they haven't got that link. They haven't got that connection with those feelings back to that past experience, and therefore be able to lead a more positive, happier life.
Is that one of the techniques you potentially use if people come in with vaginismus and it's a psychological issue that it's to deal with?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And like I said, they can keep that memory. You know, they'll still have that past experience and that memory, but it's detaching all those negative emotions that are, you know, linking it to the vaginismus.
So what other tools do you use to help with that issue? I mentioned about timeline therapy. What else do you do with them?
I would use another type of therapy called NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, which is using different techniques to help people overcome specific problems. And obviously, psychotherapy, working with the conscious mind and figuring out, it's like unraveling the past experiences that have happened to them and then piecing it back together of how it would work for them. So psychotherapy, and then I also use hypnotherapy. So it's working with the unconscious mind and giving direction to the unconscious mind of how the person wants to be in the future. Mm. Because quite often what happens is that the nervous system has become conditioned to react in a certain way. Similar to if a child gets bitten by a dog, and then after that, every time their eye catches sight of that dog, that sends them into the whole fight or flight mode. So their whole body becomes flush with adrenaline, their heart starts beating really fast, and if that carries on, that anxiety will lead to a panic attack. So similar to that, so with vaginismus, if somebody has had this bad experience, every time they have a thought or they have a feeling that's connected to that vaginismus, it'll send them into this cycle, this whole pattern of the negative feelings, and quite often it's to do with anxiety and the fear. So it's working with that, first of all, teaching the person how to relax and how to relax those vagina muscle walls. And then working with either NLP or the timeline therapy to be able to break that link between those negative feelings they're having and the tightening of the vagina muscle walls. And then finally using hypnotherapy to work with the unconscious mind to reprogram that mind.
How long does this all take? You know, does it depend on the person, how many issues they've got? Because as I mentioned, a lot of people would be, if you like, suffering in silence, and this is why it's so good to talk about this. Will it be a case of weeks or months or even years to get this sorted?
No, it does obviously depend on the individual, but it's a number of weeks that we can overcome this. You know, I don't know, it does depend really. Between 6 and 12 weeks.
So how can people find out more about it? How can they get in contact with you? And do you have a web address?
Well, the best way to contact me is via Wise Blue Owl Therapy Centre. And the email address is wiseblueowl.co.uk. The email address is wiseblueowlinfo@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Okay. And whereabouts actually are you based in the UK?
I work from a clinic in Chiswick at Roco Health Club and also in Ashford at Wise Blue Owl Therapy Centre, which is in near Staines.
Wonderful. So you've been talking to Radio Gorgeous.